Strange programming days, or the interdimensional alarm clock. Preface. The following text is about creating an art project with an AI. Once complete, it will be an alarm clock that vocalizes inspirational messages. I chose not to complete the project today, and may not even complete it tomorrow, as not to hurry things. What this text demonstrates is about asking AI for small useful programs, which even though it is a budget AI, it creates perfectly. It's not true that AI will eliminate the need for programmers. You should learn programming just to know how to ask it for apps. From a broader perspective, it is time to write code in a way that AI can easily understand. This will mean more verbose code, more repeating yourself, and probably a new application architecture. What used to be called portals and widgets, which would allow low-power budget AI to create tiny cross-connected apps. Widgets easily and quickly stitched together by broadcasting simple data events that all the little apps would listen to. As widgets or portlets, the little apps are completely decoupled. They can be very easily replaced or upgraded by simply asking free AI. A portal user interface is pretty much what we call today a dashboard, though a bit more clunky. Well worth it today, because you just ask the AI for what you need, perhaps even with voice commands. Here you can build out a full-screen interactive toolbox for any purpose, with an AI that may be low-power enough to run from a smartphone, too. It appears that the age of downloading apps is coming to a close, as you can now just ask the AI to make what you need. Without further ado, Strange Days, or the Interdimensional Alarm Clock. In my recent poetry, I have been taking a closer look at indoctrination, the things that we accept as fundamental that actually aren't. But today being Friday, I wanted to rest a little, and got a bit more creative in the process. I remembered how Donnie Darko mentioned showing beautiful pictures so that the world only knows all the good things, and how upon a good nap some people feel reborn or having transcended dimensions. So I imagined the idea of a clock that awakens a person with a spoken alarm that reminds them of all the beautiful rules of the universe. I used artificial intelligence to expand on rules about poverty and bullies, and even being called a number in school, reminding everyone that we are a lot more precious than it may seem. Though I haven't finished rewriting the list, it was only because it was just too heavy, too emotional to finish it all in one day. Then I remembered that I had a dusty old link to a programming AI. I hurried over there to first create a kind of a teleprompter, because in this art project, the rules of the universe are shuffled, so that the alarm sounds different each and every time. That means my reading must be broken up into 50 pieces or so, and it just makes sense to create a custom voice recorder for it so that I don't have to divide the files in a standard digital audio recording workstation. This being that strange, wonderful age where AI can code little apps for us, I prompted it that I will be reading a new line delimited script, and I will need previous line, next line, record audio, stop recording audio, and download audio buttons. This is my first time programming with an AI that just returns a web page, so I wanted to see if it could infer the code behind the buttons from just the button labels. Yikes, it did. Perfectly. Which frightened me immensely. This is a free and low-powered budget AI. Hence the strange days. This shouldn't be really possible. This is wild. I just threw some buttons at an AI and it returned a proper program. That may just be the reason why you only hear negative people critiquing the AI. That it creates bad code, steals jobs, and does not really impress. The rest of us are quietly having kittens while laying eggs. We are quite speechless. AI is something else when it comes to programming. I tested the teleprompter very little, but it records audio, and when you click stop, it sends it to your downloads. So you start at first line of the text, click record, read the line, click stop, and the audio file jumps into your downloads. Then you click next line. The AI created a perfect little program. The matching alarm clock is completely untested, but all the code is in there, including shuffling of the audio. My instructions were, create alarm clock input elements, hour and minute, display and update, alarm will activate in HH:MM:SS. When time arrives, dispatch DOM event alarm. When DOM event alarm is heard, shuffle audio array, A.mp3, B.mp3, C.mp3, into alarm queue array, and play each sound. The use of the queue ensures that the audio files will play once, and that their order will be shuffled enough. The resulting alarm clock appears to require just minor cosmetic changes, and I will have to give it files from the teleprompter. Right where it says at line 45, if you do view source, let audio files equal a.mp3, b.mp3, c.mp3. I was hoping to set an alarm for a precise time of day, but the AI misunderstood or I misspoke, and I ended up with a countdown timer, which is more accurate for naps. All this programming took about 2 minutes, and this is a slightly dated AI and a low-powered service. The new AI is much more powerful. Instead of a single file, the new AIs make changes across entire code repositories. I wish I could bundle the alarm clock today, but I should not do such a thing. This is a touching art project, though a bit clunky and digitally whimsical, it is sure to make someone's day. But it is really important to note that it's really time to learn programming. You will not have to write code all day, though, because you can just tell the AI what you need. You still need to grasp the structure of it and where things go. So taking a programming class and spending some time at home experimenting is a great little idea, and probably all the programming you will ever need. Because then you just tell the AI to create your web pages and portals and apps and recorders and timers and whatever you can imagine for whatever purpose.